Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You know, I'll tell you what, you search baby name consultant and she's the number one hit on Google.
Oh, like, my gosh.
She comes right up.
What a scam.
Yeah, but if you search baby names on Google, then baby names come up, so.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric Bilstad along with Michelle Richards. Let's get right to it. Eau Claire is the place to be, really, today. Two campaign stops at the same time in the same Wisconsin city. You'll have Vice Presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level.
And you'll have Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the new running mate to Vice President Kamala Harris, who will also be here today.
You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy. That's what you see. That's what you see.
The Harris-Walz ticket, and we have J.D. Vance, and it's all at the same time. Joining us now on the WTMJ hotline from Eau Claire is the president of the city council there, Emily Berge. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Quite the historic.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Quite an historic day for the city of Eau Claire.
Yes, it's very historic and exciting and just thrilling.
It's really amazing to think about the fact that, like, you have these two, obviously, it's the two left. You have the running mate, of course, of Kamala Harris in Walz being here. You have J.D. Vance also being here. And they're only going to be, like, 6 minutes apart from each other speaking at the same time.
Yeah. Yes. It's, I guess we didn't know that Walz was coming, but we knew the Vice President Harris was coming. And then we heard J.D. Vance was coming and then that Walz was coming. So it's just been a ongoing information stream over the last few days. It's been exciting.
Your police department has been really busy. The fire department just trying to coordinate with the, you know, Secret Service. What's been going on that front?
Yeah, yep. We've heard that Secret Service reached out right away to our police department, just making sure that, you know, everyone is secure and everyone's going to be safe. I think, yes, our fire department. You know, we've had campaign stops actually before, and in 2016, we had, you know, Clinton and Trump campaigns come in. And unfortunately, there's some unpaid bills from those campaigns. So we've done things a bit differently within the city and have hoping to get reimbursed this time to pay for our excellent police department in Eau Claire and fire services.
Yeah, I suppose that would be nice to get reimbursed for that type of thing. What is it about Eau Claire? I mean, you just mentioned that obviously you guys have had plenty of candidates stop over the years. Why is that? What is about Eau Claire that has candidates always eyeing you guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I've always heard of the last, well, since that election, that, you know, the 3rd CD, which is where Eau Claire is located, is a very swing district. And then we know Wisconsin is a very swing state. So it's kind of the swingiest district in the swingiest state. So I've also heard, it's a big statement, but that, you know, the road to the White House goes through Eau Claire because it could could go either way and receive votes. It's a close election in Eau Claire. There's these presidential tickets. So every vote definitely matters here.
Emily Berge is the president of the city council at Eau Claire.
Is everybody flying in at the same time? Like, how does that work at the airport?
Yeah, I know. We only have one airport. And I'm not sure I think the vice president is coming first, and then J.D. Vance is coming shortly after. But it's not a very big airport. It's a regional airport, so I'm sure there'll be some awkward waves in the hallway or how that's going to work.
Oh,
so
that'd be great.
See, I guess.
That'd be fantastic. If they're at baggage check together.
Dirty looks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Emily, we should point out, too, and we find this very interesting about Eau Claire, is that Eau Claire doesn't have a mayor. You guys hire a city manager that runs the nuts and bolts of the city. You know, you being the president, you are elected by the people to be the Eau Claire City Council president, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I think I'm the only city council president in the state that does it that way. There's a handful of city manager council form of government in Wisconsin, but only, I think it's less than 10. So Eau Claire is very unique, and even more unique that, yes, the city council president is elected at large on the spring ballot, the nonpartisan ballot. So.
Got to admit, Emily, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, just the whole day?
Well, no, I just meant that, you know, not having a mayor and not having to do political stuff. You guys are just running the city. It sounds that's a little bit easier for people to swallow. It's more palatable.
Yes. Yeah, we get things done in Eau Claire. At least we try.
Emily Berge, the Common Council President in Eau Claire. Well, good luck today. I know it's going to be a big day for the city.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reaching out, too, and have a good day down in Milwaukee.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure that's not going to be the last time we hear about a visit in Eau Claire. So here's how this is going to go down, Michelle. We have the Common Council President. She was correct that first the Vice President will land, and then after that the Senator Vance will land. And then they're both going to basically speak at like the same time. Vance is expected to deliver some remarks at like 1 p.m. at Wallard International, which is like a manufacturer of airport equipment. And then the vice president, along with her running mate, the governor of Minnesota, are expected to be speaking like 6 minutes away later that same hour. So like if you really worked at it, you might be able to see both. I doubt it. It sounds like there's already lines and things that would make that.
There's going to be a lot of people waiting to get into those events.
Yeah, pretty interesting to know that they're that close to each other. The VP and Wall speaking at the event district, which is 6 minutes away from Wallard International. So Eau Claire, the center of the political universe, later today. It is 8:19. Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstead along with Michelle Richards. Vince is back Monday. He's up north for the week, finding plenty of things to do with his time.
Trying to relax.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible.
Probably
with Toronto,
failing.
But maybe. Hey, one of the stories that we've been following very closely for the last several weeks here on WTMJ is a situation with Devontae Mitchell. He was the man who got into a scuffle with security at the Hyatt in downtown Milwaukee, and it led to his death. Well, now those hotel workers who pulled him out, some beating on him in the sidewalk area outside the hotel, are now facing charges. Charges were filed on Tuesday.
De'Asia Harmon, widow of 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell.
I'm grateful that they're charging them with something. I'm not satisfied.
Saying she's relieved. Four hotel security guards and staff have now been charged with murder.
They should have done it a long time ago.
On June 30th, Mitchell was accused of causing a disturbance inside Milwaukee's Hyatt Regency Hotel and was escorted out by security and staff, then pinned face down. The cause of death, a homicide due to restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and meth.
Yeah, so you mentioned cocaine and meth there. The ME's report did mention that his condition did not help the situation, the condition of Mitchell's. However, Mitchell's family attorney, William Sutton, says health isn't the issue.
Whether we should consider somebody's pre-existing medical conditions, it's ridiculous. If you go to law school, you are taught that you take your victim as you find them, right? You don't say, hey, because somebody's really, really old or really, really young, that you can beat them to death on a public sidewalk because somebody in their 30s who's healthy wouldn't die.
So a statement from the hotel management, Ambridge Hospitality, says their hearts are with Mitchell's family and loved ones, and they say they are cooperating fully with law enforcement. The hotel workers all have been fired, and again, those arrest warrants have been issued. We should also mention we are hearing from one of those involved in this.
I deeply, truly apologize to Devontae Mitchell's family. I didn't know that this was going to happen this way.
So that's Herbert Williamson. He's the former bellhop there at the Hyatt, one of the four men charged. And he's facing a felony murder charge like the others are. And he spoke to TMJ4 News moments before learning of this charge. He says He claims that he was forced into this incident because hotel management told him to be.
I never struck Devontae Mitchell, and I showed no act of violence whatsoever towards Devontae Mitchell. All I did was held him down.
He says he was wrongfully terminated. Now, as far as the charges go, could spend years in prison if convicted, if there aren't any plea deals here. Mitchell's family and others, they've been critical for weeks now, asking for charges to be filed.
If the shoe was on the other foot, Devontae would have went to jail.
That's the widow again, De'Asia Harmon. She said on Tuesday,
if I go rob a bank, it don't have to be on camera. I'm going to jail. If they say I did it. But these people are on camera taking my husband's life. They should have been charged the moment they did that.
So charges have now been filed. Weeks later, four Milwaukee hotel employees charged with being a party to felony murder. It's 8:27. We have headlines coming up at the bottom of the hour. Wisconsin's Morning News, 8:35. Eric Bilstead along with Michelle Richards.
Eric, have you ever wanted to have, I don't know, a cotton candy burrito? Has that ever been something that crossed your mind?
No.
A burrito. Me neither.
Explain.
But you can get one if you go to the Arizona Cardinals' new State Farm Stadium. That's exactly what they're doing with their food lineup. It is a burrito made out of cotton candy, no tortilla. It is cotton candy rolled out and filled with more candy.
Oh, I thought maybe beans inside.
No chicken, no steak, no rice, nothing like that. No guac. No, it's Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles.
Oh my God, your kid wouldn't sleep for a week.
No marshmallow fluff? What is this? Caramel? What?
Yeah, come on.
Fan reaction is a little mixed, as you might expect. Some people are like, oh, cool, that's delicious. Other people are like, I think I just got diabetes looking at the picture of it. My pancreas hurts.
Cotton candy, I must admit, I'm not sure if I've ever had it. Is it any? I mean, cotton candy's.
You've never had cotton candy?
I don't think so.
It's what? Just spun. It's spun sugar. It's literally just sugar.
It, like you put it in your mouth and it melts right away. You've never had cotton candy. What?
Have you ever been to a stadium before?
They sell it at okay. Yeah. No, I as a type 1 diabetic, wasn't first out of the gate
Don,
for me.
I will get you some cotton candy, my friend.
I don't want it.
Well, your kids never begged you for it going to like Disney on Ice or something?
Kids, I don't, they probably have had it, but it was never on my watch.
Okay.
I just anti-cotton candy, I guess. But this burrito sounds intriguing.
Ew, no, it sounds awful.
How do you hold it?
They cut it in half. And then you get it in like a boat, you know, one of those paper boat thingies. And
okay.
I guess you just dig in.
And this is in Arizona.
Or you could use a fork or a spoon. Yeah, Arizona.
There's got to be something close like that here at the State Fair, right? Like there's got to be. Debbie, you've been eating stuff out there for a project you're working on.
Nothing exactly that is that huge. I mean, and it's not as neatly wrapped, believe it or not. That sounds very neatly wrapped. Mm. You know, you get some Qdoba burritos that are like the size of your head, yet you still find the way to eat it.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's something along those lines, and then the actual tortilla shell will keep it all together.
You know how awful you would feel after eating
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
You definitely have to get it and share it with multiple people. You know,
I can't imagine just eating the whole thing. Oof.
No.
Speaking of the State Fair, and if you're looking for some food there, one suggestion would be Les Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill. Les Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill there, located on the Grandstand Avenue, 2nd Street intersection there. And they got music every day, got some great food there. In fact, Debbie, I had the chicken and waffles on a stick the other day.
Oh, is that the spicy one?
It was okay. It didn't have too much spice. Okay, and it was very tasty. It didn't burn up my throat or anything
well,
like
that's
that.
That's good.
No, it was super tasty.
Anyway. I had the chicken and avocado wrap, so that was tasty too.
So check out Les Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grills. When is enough enough? And if you have the ability to stop someone else from cyberbullying, do you have the responsibility to do so? Simone Biles in the news again. Of course, Biles making history, winning more gold medals in Paris. You may know her name. You may not know the name of Michaela Skinner. Who is Michaela Skinner? Michaela is a former gymnast, former Olympian. She was on the Tokyo team. She knows Biles. They were teammates together. And before the Olympics began, Skinner got in trouble and was criticized for something she said about the Olympic team. She basically questioned their work ethic. She questioned whether or not they really had the depth and the talent other than Simone Biles to be any good. And it was in some video that was posted on YouTube. I think it was an interview that she was taking part in. Anyway, she got criticized for that. And after Biles won gold and the team won gold, Biles posted on social media in an attempt to passive aggressively go after Skinner, said lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions, right? So taking a shot subtly there at Michaela Skinner. A lot of Biles' fans and others poured on, criticized Skinner for what she did, what she said. Now, she says she's had enough.
Watching people cheer on the bullying, which has led to threats of physical harm to me, my husband, and our daughter is disgusting. So please, at this point, I am just asking for it to just stop for the sake of my family, because enough is enough.
So that's Skinner in an Instagram video that she just posted saying, please, can you call off the dogs? All of these people that are coming after me and posting death threats.
My family and my friends don't deserve to be caught in a crossfire here. They've done nothing. So to Simone, I am asking you directly and publicly to please put a stop to this. Please ask your followers to stop.
So the question is it Simone Biles' responsibility to quote-unquote call off the dogs?
We've had a lot of mixed opinions about this morning.
We have. Mark Tauscher, who joined us earlier, said absolutely she should pull the, you know, as a champion of mental health awareness and as a woman athlete, I think Mark said, as a female athlete who is raising all women by her success, should use those together to protect this other woman, right? Is basically what I'm paraphrasing.
Yep. Oh, I thought you wrote it down. It sounded really good. And then we've got Greg at the other end of the spectrum.
Yep, she doesn't have to do anything.
Why not?
Because she didn't start this. I mean, again, if you're going to be critical of someone and you're wrong, kind of got to eat it. Now.
Kind of got to get death threats.
No, you do not deserve death threats. You do not deserve anything of that nature, attacking a family or whatever. However, I will say, you put it out there, and you were pretty public in putting it out there, and true, timing is everything, and if you did it before the Olympics, you were basically hedging your bet, saying, they're not going to win, and they won a lot, and they continued to win. So, no, death threats are not ever acceptable.
I wonder if this is only going to make things worse.
Again, the spotlight will always turn. But getting it back out there, I agree with you, Eric. Now you're just putting yourself back in the conversation and back at the forefront. And again, if you're threatening death to someone or their family on the internet,
exactly. There's a problem there.
So someone else that you idolize telling you to stop, chances are you're probably not going to stop. Or if that's what it takes for you to stop, you got to start thinking for yourself.
True.
However, if you're going to be publicly critical of someone, a very successful someone, a very successful team, get ready to eat it when they come back with all of the hardware on the plane.
Well, does she have to? No, Simone does not have to. But I'll give you this. She will look a lot better if she actually does. She'll be like, class act, Simone, if she actually does say, hey, guys, you know, let's pull it back some.
Here's the part that I can't get over is that with everything that these two have gone through in the past, they clearly know each other. They were teammates. Obviously, not everyone is best friends, but they've all worked together, trained together, competed together. Why doesn't she just text her? She doesn't have her number. She has to go on Instagram.
See, Eric, it's funny you mentioned that because it's like, hey, why didn't you just reach out? She blocked Simone. Blocked her on X.
That's true. She did.
So, I mean, again, no, I'm not advocating for being a jerk face on the internet. But be ready to kind of eat your own crow if you're going to put yourself out there like that.
Hmm. Can't they just get along? Just
no.
Make up and get along?
That's not sports.
Well, also part of it, though, and I could, I mean, when you're not in the limelight anymore, that's different. I mean, here's an Olympian who is there 3 years ago, got to be the center of attention like the rest of the team 3 years ago. Now you got to watch it from the sidelines. It is another way to, you know, remain relevant, to say something somewhat critical and then have to deal with the side effect of it, I guess.
And this will go away eventually, right? I mean,
they always seem to.
The news cycle is so quick. You would think the social cycle is quick.
But if you're Simone Biles, you got to be annoyed as all get out now, right? Because now you have to like respond to this.
If she ignores her, then that looks pretty bad.
And then she'll be asked about it. And she's like, oh, right now I got to talk about this lady who I have no interest in talking about. Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Does she have the responsibility? Should she call off the dogs? Meanwhile, there is another story taking place regarding the gymnastics team in Paris. Apparently, Romania is not happy. You may remember that Biles' teammate, Jordan Chiles, won bronze in the floor routine. And she won it after, like, they had an inquiry. They asked the judge, they said, hey, you guys didn't score this correctly. There's a difficulty meter here that you didn't fix or whatever. So they fixed it, and that's what put Jordan Chiles on the podium.
Right, so the Romanian thought that she had won the bronze medal. She was celebrating. She had a flag. Yeah. She was happy.
Yeah.
Ecstatic. And then the score changed, and her face fell, and she fell
crying. Which
is
awful. Which is awful.
So hard to watch.
So now Romania is fired up. They're going to boycott closing ceremonies because they feel that this was done incorrectly. They felt like there was some other, you know, malfeasance taking place, unhappy with it. They even felt like they should have an inquiry in their judging. So I'm curious where this one goes, if this one wraps up, or if maybe you think the Olympics will be like, here, no, you can have a bronze too. We'll just call it a tie. Please come back. Anyway, the soap opera never ends. It's 8:50.
WTMJ, W277 CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Eight 54 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric along with Michelle.
When I had babies, and I had three of them, choosing the names, I looked at a book. I made a list.
Okay.
My husband had a list in his head.
Some are family sometimes, or does that ever play a role? Or
yeah,
heritage?
Middle names, naming after grandmothers or mothers.
Okay.
Since I have all girls. But you can actually pay somebody to do this for you, to choose your child's name.
Explain.
So Colleen Slagen owns a business called Naming Bebe. B-E-B-E, and she charges expecting parents anywhere from $250 to $400 to help them come up with a name for their little one.
400 bones. Why so much?
So she takes inspiration from vibes, goals, what sounds good with other family names.
The baby naming industry has sort of blown up. You know, it's the first choice you're making as a parent. It's the first sort of piece of identity you're giving to your child. And a lot of parents, like, they're looking for something really specific. Liam and Olivia are currently the number one boy and girl name. People love these names. They're wanting something slightly different.
So she just hangs out with them and picks up on a vibe and then tells them Joseph?
Or Junior, right? Yeah. I'll tell you what, you search baby name consultant and she's the number one hit on Google.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
She comes right up.
What a scam.
Yeah, but if you search baby names on Google, then baby names come up, so.
Well, is she the only one that does it, though? But yeah, to your point, you can easily search your own
names. You don't even have to search baby names. You could just search names. You could look in a phone book. You could look in your work directory. You could look at your kid's school that you already have. Like, you could look anywhere and see a name. You don't need a consultant.
A stranger who doesn't know you naming your child.
Giving
you options.
I give her credit. It sounds like it's working for her. I'm just surprised. So then if you're offered three names from a consultant and you pick one of them, does that cost extra then? Or what if you give one of those names to somebody else?
If you don't like it, do you order them back to the drawing board? Do you have to pay overtime?
No, thanks. I don't want Khaleesi. No, thank you.
Well, and
Braden's not going to work for me.
what are their qualifications too? Like, you're not going to college for baby naming degrees, right? Like, that's not a thing.
I just probably went for like some type of English or something like that.
I'm a math major. Let me help you choose your child's name.
Wow. Lots of good stuff on the show today with all of the news upcoming in Eau Claire. We heard from the city manager. We also heard from the Common Council president in EC. Lots of interesting stuff, actually, about Eau Claire and how they don't have a mayor. You can find that all on the podcast page. Also, much more on what's happening overseas and much more details on how we're doing with these charges that were just filed outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel with that murder case. Text it all. You can get it. Text Vince to the WDTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. The word is Vince, and we'll send you the podcast page, and you can listen to it on demand whenever you'd like. Michelle, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
857.